Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, pornography today is far more violent, degrading and humiliating than ever before. That's what's going to be discussed at the Irish Medical Organisation's conference today. And Dr. Madeline Nigoli, Roscommon GP and member of the IMO GP committee and speaker at the conference, joins us to tell us more. Good morning to you, Madeline. The first point that probably needs to be made is porn isn't what it used to be. And I say that not in some kind of facetious way, but it has changed, hasn't it? It has become a darker space. Tell us about that.
Good morning, Kira. Yes, absolutely. So when we were younger, you know, certainly when I was younger, 30 years ago, there would be maybe one magazine passed around by the boys in the school classroom and giggles behind hands. And that was it. There was no other access. And nowadays, however, unfortunately, and certainly it's been documented in the last 25 years, there's been a rapid change in accessibility of porn for young people. Now, this porn is increasingly violent and it's predicated on humiliating, degrading and meeting really serious sexual assault upon and physical assaults upon mainly the female content maker. And this is something that, as I said, is very accessible to our young people. And it's not only that they're seeking it out because that's normal, natural young person's curiosity, but it's been foisted upon them through links.
Yeah.
And
this is the algorithm that we talk about. So mm-hmm. So very quickly, I think that these sites seem to identify a young male and then they start sending mm-hmm. porn, but the porn is increasingly, as you say, degrading, violent, toxic, humiliating, all of that kind of thing. It's also, so aside from the fact that this is what our young men are seeing, and I don't want to refer to too many things, but for example, people mm-hmm. know that choking and slapping and things like that are a feature. There's other more explicit things that are going on as well, obviously, but mm-hmm. but things that are like that are happening. That's an issue, but also, so that is becoming part of young men's expectation because this is what they're seeing as normal sexual interactivity. But for young women, there's an increasing pressure on them to take part and to engage with these types of acts. Isn't that correct too?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Yes, it is. So there's pressure on the young woman or teenager to take part in these, but also because they too have been exposed to this material, they are being conditioned to believe that's what they should be offering. So it's a little bit more complex than the pressure. Yes, there is pressure coming on board, but they're also being taught that this is normal sexual behaviour and that the woman should be submissive and actually be seen to enjoy or to accept willingly the physical and sexual violence.
And there is almost an idea floating around out there. If you don't, if you're not, then you're some kind of a prude. You're some kind of, you're at fault in some way.
Absolutely. And there's really good data on that. And it is, you know, being too uptight, not relaxed enough to enjoy it and being a prude. And of course, no teenager wants to be called a prude. No, at all. The problem with non-fatal strangulation, and again, I'll be very careful with any language I use
yes.
here, but there is a massive increase. There's really good work done by a woman, Dr. Debbie Herbeneck in Indiana University, and by Australian researcher Shaman and Douglas. And they found, Shaman and Douglas surveyed 4,702 college students, and they found that 57% of the young people have been subjected or took part in non-fatal strangulation.
Okay, so and, a majority, it's extraordinary.
A majority. But,
Madeline, can I ask you, if we know this is happening and we know it's having a negative impact on our young men and our young women, that it's sort of skewing their understanding of intimacy, shall we say, what if anything, can and should be done?
Well, I think that, it's quite straightforward, really. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. There is money behind this, and they know exactly what they're doing. And we need to now push back. And it's very, like, if I want to open a Revolut account, I have to show my age.
Yeah.
I have to show my passport. There should be age verification. And yes, young people will get around it, but they will have to seek to get around it. But it won't be foisted upon them. That's where the big kicker is. In France, Arcom, the digital regulator, is really strict about that. They brought that in, I think it was 18 months ago, and it is already showing really good results.
Okay. So we need to call on our legislators to do that, really, don't we? Because this is an ongoing issue for our young people. Look, thank you very much. I think some people will be surprised at where the IMO conference is going, but obviously it's a serious issue for young people and for their sexual health. That is Dr. Madeline Gawley there, Roscommon GP and member of the IMO GP committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.